This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Midos, Perakei Mishnah Aleph. In the last perak over here, we're going to describe the measurements and the layout of the Azorah and the Lishkois in the Azorah. Kolo Azorah hoy so'irich meo shmein v'sheva aroichev meo shloishim v'chomish. It wasn't an exact square, it was a rectangle. 187 by 135. The number 135 we had before in the width. Min ha-mizrach l'mayriv. Going in from the Mizrach, which is always the way we go in, towards the Mayriv, towards the Heichel. And really the Azorah was the total area. So min ha-mizrach l'mayriv to behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim is Meir Shemayim v'Sheva. And now the Mishnah breaks it down. Mekayim Drisas Yisrael, the place where Klal Yisrael stood. And this is always important to realize that we're taking for granted all of Klal Yisrael stood when they were Oyle Regel and when they came to see the Avodah on Yom Kippur in a place of 11 Amos. This is the famous Nes where in a space of 11 Amos by 135, which how many people could fit in there, and there were hundreds of thousands of people there, and there was Mishtachavim Revochim, the Nes. So the Mokum Drisus Yisrael was 11 Amos. That means the length. Mokum Drisus HaKehanim Achadas Re'amo. HaMizbeach Shloshim Mushtayim. The width of the Mizbeach was 32. Ben Ulam V'la Mizbeach Es Mushtayim Amo. The space where the Kir, the Kane was, which is Ben Ulam V'la Mizbeach, where only Kehanim could go, only B'Shas Avoido, was 22 Amos. The Heichel over here, of course, includes the Ulam, the Heichel, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then 11 Amos, which were behind, which also has only Kedusha Tzorah, not the Kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You look at the Rav makes a Chazor over here on the Heichel Meo Amo, and he says, we're talking about the Oivi, the thickness of the Kaisel of the Ulam, the width of the space of the Ulam, the thickness of the Kaisel HaHeichel, the open space of the Heichel, the Amatraxim, which was between the Heichel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the space of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Kaisel of the Heichel, the Tzad Marv behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Toh, and the wall of the Toh, that's all Bechlal the Me'ama, that was in Perek Dalet. When he cheshmans out 11 Amos Achor Beis HaKepiris, he says from the outer wall of the Heichel, Letzad Mayriv, until the Koisel Marovi of the Azorah was 11, together with the width of the wall, that's all called Achor Beis HaKepiris. There's a big tumult over here in the Mefarshim on what the Rav says. First of all, it's not clear. When he says, Oivi HaKoisel, what is he talking about? He says, Machlok, you look over here, Tiferes Yisrael. Others, look at the Mefarshim in the back, Rishash, is the 11 Amos with the Oivi HaKoisel mean the Oivi HaKoisel HaToyim that were in the back? Or does it mean Oivi HaKoisel Letzad HaMarovi of the Azorah? V'Nishvi, you look at the Tiferes Yisrael, in the Boyaz, has an Arichus, that it's Poshut that the 11 Amos over here is the 11 Amos of empty space, not including any walls. So that's a Shverkai. There's another noise that's worth mentioning, and that is in the separation of different mekaymus over in the Azorah, we described Kedushas HaMokim, we had it earlier, that the Drisas Yisrael was the place where Yisraelim are allowed to go. The Mokim Drisas Kahanim, Yisraelim are allowed to go there as well, Litzoyrich, being there, if it's their korban, of being Oymin Al Korbanom. The Ulam Lamizbeach, a Kohen is only allowed to go there for the Avodah, and the Heichel only, for sure, only allowed to go for the Avodah. Shaila is, what is the Geder of Kedushas Mokim HaMizbeach? According to the Rambam, a Kohen Balmum, who's not being Oivin on the Mizbeach, and Yisrael, who of course doesn't have Kedushas Kuna, is not allowed to go on to the Mizbeach at all. The Ramban doesn't have a problem al Zorus going up on the Mizbeach. And then the Shaila is, what about the Mokim that's next to the Mokim Mizbeach, going from Mizrach to Mayriv, the Mizbeach with the Kevesh, weren't Toifis, the whole from Tzofoin to Dorim, or rather from Dorim, because Kevesh is on the Tzad Dorim, going up, it wasn't Toifis the whole thing, there was space there. does that have the kedushas mokum hamizbeach? Is that like beno ulam beno mizbeach? Is that mokum Jesus kanim? Is also a subject that's discussed. Mishnah base minat sofoin ladoroim meyo shloshim v'chamish. We said the other way was 187, but here in the width from sofoin to dorim is 135. Hakevish v'mizbeach shishim u'shtayim. So when he counts the kevish, of course it's going mitzad adorim, even though he first said minat sofoin ladoroim. But the way to go up is from the kevish. So you'll count that in total is 62. This is all ha'iskech from Perek Gimel. Min ha'mizbech le'tabois, from the mizbech until the mokum tabois, which is the mokum of the shechita, was 8 amos. Mokum ha'tabois esim v'arba. Min ha'tabois l'shulchonos arba, until the shulchonos, where they did the hafshoto with the hooks. Min ha'shulchonos l'nanosim, till the amudim of wood, where the hefshit of the behemoths, in order to be minateach, in order to prepare them for the hakrov al gabe mizbeach. Min ananosim, that was the end of the mokum avodah, l'koysel azara, there was empty space of 8 amos, v'amoysel ben hakevesh l'koysel, there was empty on the other side, the tzad doroim, from the beginning of the kevesh until the wall, u'mekoyim hananosim. The way the mefarshim have it is that there's another 4 amos that are teifis the shulchanos, and then Lamaisa, out of the 135, you're left with 21. 114 is accounted for. The 21 amos, the Mufashim say, take a look at the Tosis Yomtiv, of the 21, there was 10 and a half amos of empty space between the Kevesh and the Kosel Adroimi, 10 and a half between the end of the Mokum, Hananosim, and the Wol HaTzvoini. Now the Mufashim bring up is that there's a shita, we had this in Perek Beis, this was mentioned in the Mefarshim, that there's shitas of Lezer ben Yankiv, and normal the Tana, the Sugyan Yuma assumes, we've mentioned this a number of times, that the Stoma de Mishnayis and Maseches Midois is like Reb Lezer ben Yankiv. The problem is that Reb Lezer ben Yankiv is mentioned, again we discussed this in Perek Beis, that the Mizbeach is Oymid Kuloi Bechetzio Adroimi Shalho Azor. This is the way the Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin says it, which means that the edge Hatzvoinig. Remember, the kevesh is Lotzad Adorim, kevesh mizbeach. The end of the mizbeach was exactly the middle of the Azor. Now, what we just said is that the mizbeach with the kevesh was 62 amos. So, if you're going to chesh with 62 amos and it ends exactly by the middle, let's break it down. The Azor from Tzofen to Dorim, or from Dorim to Tzofen, is 135. Half of that is 67 and a half. At the 67 and a half, which is the 50%, exactly the middle, that's where the Mizbeach ended. Working our way towards the Doroim, that means if the whole thing was 62, that means that there was only 5.5 amos of empty space between the beginning of the Kevesh and the Koisel HaDroimi. That's not like it says in the Mishnah. So if you this reading, what you're going to have to say is that HaMoise ben HaKevesh LaKoisel, and between the other wall was taka not equal. It was 5.5 on this side, and there was a lot of left over. The 21 amos that are not oizgecheshbin is 5.5 amos on this side and 15.5 amos on the other side. It means that you can read it into the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say that it has to be equidistant, the empty space between the beginning of the kevesh and the kaisel adroimi and the end of the mokum and anosim and the kaisel atzvoini. Just says the leftovers for those two. So the fear of Lesmeyakiv, you'll divide it differently. There's 15.5 amas on one side and 5.5 amas on the other side. This is a cheshmen amuchrachas, the way the Mefarshim say it.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.